Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Royal Blue podcast from the Liverpool Echo. I'm your host, Beth Lindop, and ahead of this weekend's Women's Merseyside Derby at Goodison Park, I headed down to the Grand Old Lady to catch up with Everton goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan and wing-back Heather Payne. Now, anyone who's followed the Blues this season will know it's been a challenging campaign, with Brian Sorensen's side currently 9th in the table and 14 points worse off than the City rivals. But there is something about playing Liverpool that seems to bring out the best of the Blues. They've won 3 of the last 4 WSL Merseyside derbies, including the reverse fixture at Anfield earlier in the season, thanks to a goal from captain Megan Finnegan. And with this weekend's clash likely to be one of their last opportunities to play at Goodison, ahead of Everton's move to Bramley Moor Dock, both Courtney and Heather are hopeful that this Sunday could be an afternoon to remember.
This is the Royal Blue podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Goodison Park.
Thank you both so much for joining us. I'm joined by Courtney Brosnan and Heather Payne from the Everton Women First Team squad. Obviously a big, big week this week. Merseyside Derby coming up on Sunday. Courtney, how are you feeling ahead of that one?
Yeah, really, really excited, obviously. I've been here for a few years now, and the derby is always really exciting and never disappoints, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Heather, your first time playing it at Goodison Park, how are you feeling ahead of that?
Yeah, definitely really excited. I mean, the derby at Anfield, it was a really special day, and, you know, getting the win there was extra special. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing at Goodison. I mean, the pitch, it looks great. I've been to some of the men's games this year, and, you know, the atmosphere there has been so good. But, yeah, really looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, and Courtney, it's been a challenging season, mainly because there's just been injuries constantly. Nearly every week it feels like there's been a different player out, but it does feel like there's a real togetherness in this group, which has carried you through. Do you feel that? Do you feel like there's a real close bond between all of
you? Yeah, definitely. I think we have a really great group of girls here, and obviously a really good team dynamic. And I think in football, there's always, injuries and things you can't control and sickness and all those things. So I think it's important for us to, which we've done, stick together as a group and obviously put our best foot forward week in and week out and try to get results. So obviously, yeah, it's been disappointing for us at times, but yeah, we're looking to get a big win on the weekend.
Yeah, and you, Heather, obviously your first season on Merseyside, you've had a good few months now to settle in. How are you finding it all here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it took me a while to settle in, but I love it here. I love the club and I love the city. And like Courtney said, we have a good group of girls. There's a real togetherness with us, and yeah, I mean, the season hasn't been going as we expected or how we wanted, but I mean, there's still a number of games left, and we're going to do whatever we can to get as many points as possible.
Yeah, and in terms of Liverpool as a city then, how are you finding being over here? I mean, we do have a big Irish contingent over in Liverpool. Are you enjoying your time in the city?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a very lively city, and I think with the Merseyside River, it's just nice in general. And yeah, I mean, there's loads of Irish people. I think you pass someone on the street, you don't know if it's a Scouse accent or an Irish accent. But yeah, I mean, it's nice being close to home, and, you know, my family can come over and like watch the games as often as they can. So yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying it here and the city in general. So
yeah, absolutely. And you know what it's like, Courtney, playing at this place. It's obviously such a special stadium, and obviously one of the last chances perhaps to play here with move to Bramley Moor Dock coming up in the season after next. So it's a real opportunity, isn't it, for people to come down and experience an afternoon under the Goodison lights.
Yeah, I think obviously everyone knows the history of Goodison Park, and it's an amazing stadium with lots of amazing memories here. So obviously it's great for us to have one last game here and create some more memories before the stadium changes. But yeah, I've had great experiences here, like Heather said, seeing the men's games and some big games and playing in them myself. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and obviously the Anfield derby earlier in the season was a great win, great performance from you guys, and you do always seem to get the better of Liverpool. Does that give you confidence coming into this one this weekend?
I mean, of course, it's a big occasion. I think that says it itself. You know, we're going to be up for it. I'm sure Liverpool are the same, and nobody wants to lose a derby. So I think, we're going to be up for it. And, you know, we have, I think the last few games of the seasons are important for us. You know, we've struggled a little bit this season, so we really want to end on a high. And like I said earlier, you know, get as many points as possible. And that's starting this Sunday. yeah, and of course to beat Liverpool at Goodison would be extra special as well.
Yeah, and we've talked about togetherness, and Meg, I spoke to Meg a few weeks ago, Meg Finnegan, and she said sort of that mentality that the Evertonians fans and players have had this season, obviously difficult things going on off the pitch and on the pitch as well at times, but that togetherness and that real sort of was against the world mentality is really strong at the moment. Is that something that you feel as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, playing for Everton, you learn that quite quickly, how important the club is to the fans and obviously to the people. And I think, yeah, having that mentality, that 100% work rate and that insane work ethic is really important for everyone once you pull that shirt on, that blue shirt. So I think you see it week in and week out from the men's team. And obviously they've been in difficult situations and found a way to win and obviously have the fan base behind them. So I think we're trying to do the same thing. And when your back's against the wall, it's important to, yeah, put good performances in that the fans can be proud of and obviously bring home points as well.
Yeah, and I think Everton, probably more than any other Premier League club community, is at the forefront of everything that you guys do. And I know that you've been down to a couple of Everton in the community events lately. Has that really helped you, Heather, to sort of see what this club is all about and how much it means to different people?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, since moving over, you can see how much of a big community this club is. And, like, just in general, like, you'd be in an Uber and there'll be an Evertonian and they're man to chat and they love just talking about the club, and you can just see how they're such diehard fans, and you kind of embrace that as a player. When you come to this club, you feel like you're going to be part of the club forever. And of course, we've got the chance to go down to Clare House, which was extra special, and, you know, just be there with the community. And I think, you can just see this club. There's so much love for Everton and the city. And, you know, I think hopefully on Sunday we can, you know, get that ahead of Liverpool and, you know, get a win.
Yeah, and it's lovely now. I was down at an event at the club shop the other week with Martina and with Yaya as well, and you see so many of the kids queuing up for autographs, and they've got sort of women's players' names on the back of the shirts. I mean, is that something that now you're sort of used to, or does that still sort of, is that a pinch yourself moment when you see young kids with your name on the back of the shirt?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I think we're really lucky to be able to play in a professional environment and things like that. So I think for me, especially, and a lot of the girls would say the same, to be able to inspire that next generation, and obviously for them to have women to look up to aspire to be, and obviously see us on the television or see us on the weekend at Walton Hall Park and say, listen, I can play professional football as well. So I think obviously playing in the men's stadium gives that more exposure, and obviously gives them a chance to see us on the biggest stage. And yeah, then they can realize that they'll be there one day as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that a lot of players have said this season, even when things have got tough, is they've really loved the style of play. And I know Brian is always quite adamant that he wants to continue playing in the same way. Is that something that sort of attracted you to Everton, that the style and the manner in which Brian wanted to play?
Yeah, of course. I mean, before I even signed with Everton, obviously had a few meetings with Brian, and he went through clips and the style of play. And, you know, it's nice being in a team that's so possession-based. And I think it's important that we try and control games. And, you know, instead of just being a counter-attacking team, it's nice to play football. And I think, you know, we've been struggling this season a little bit, but I think we've kind of kept the same identity. We're trying to work on what we do well, and, you know, it might not always go well or might not always go our way, but, you know, it's important to keep that identity and keep trying what we're all about. So, yeah, hopefully we can just get the final product now and, you know, get a few goals and finish the season on a high.
Yeah, and I think one of the standout things from this season has been sort of how versatile the squad has been. You know, you look at Justine now playing in the back line, something I'm sure she probably didn't imagine when she came to the club. But that's a real strength, isn't it? Both in terms of ability to be able to do that and the mentality, the willingness to help the team and play in a variety of different positions.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think that's what makes the modern game and football so exciting. It's like, of course you have a position, but it's more about, yeah, filling the spaces and being able to interchange with your teammates on the day. So I think obviously someone lines up as a fullback, they could end up in midfield or on the wing for a little bit, but it's great that we have players like Justine and Yaya and everything that's willing to do their best for the team and maybe change position and do whatever they can to help the team. So I think it's exciting because it shows the quality of the players that we have, and what we're trying to do. So it'll be exciting on Sunday for sure.
Yeah, and Heather, as a young player coming into this squad, I suppose being around that and alongside, you know, players who can play in this array of different positions, that must help you and your development as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at Justine, she's one of our most experienced players, and she's willing to just step up and play as a centre back, which she might necessarily want to do. So it's good to see that, and it makes you learn and, you know, look up to these players and realise that, you know, you have to be selfless at times and do what's best for the team. And same with Yaya, I think she's really stepped up this season. I never thought she'd be playing as a fullback. But yeah, I think it just shows, you know, this team, the togetherness, like we've mentioned before, like everyone is willing to do what they can for the team. We've been unlucky with injuries, especially in the defence. So I think lots of players have stepped up this season, and it's a credit to them.
Yeah, and Courtney, you've obviously played in a number of derbies now, more often than not on the winning side. Do you have a favourite sort of Merseyside derby moment from your time at Everton so far?
Oh, too many to count. I'd say, oh God, I'm not sure. I think last year, the 3-0 win at Anfield was just amazing, because I think that was like the epitome of what we're trying to do. That was like a complete performance in terms of dominating possession, scoring goals, and you talk about our identity. And I think if you look at games we've played, that's, yeah, just shows the piece of everything we're trying to do. I think we watched a clip at the beginning of that game, like we kept possession for like a minute or a minute and a half straight off the bat. So I think that was really special, because that all the pieces kind of fell together. And so that was really great. And yeah, I think last year, the derby at Goodison, obviously it was a draw, not a win, but I think I was really proud of my performance and a couple of the saves that I made. So I think that was really special for me to kind of have, yeah, the crowd behind me obviously cheering when I made some important saves to keep us in the game. So that was a good moment as well.
Yeah, and just finally then, obviously it's, you know, it's a Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff, a good time for sort of people to bring family along and things like that. How much would it mean for you, Heather, to come here and see, you know, tens of thousands of fans supporting you in the stands?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like this weekend especially, there's no Premier League games as the men are on international break. So I think it gives people a really good opportunity to come out and support the women's team. And, you know, it's at a big stadium, it's at Goodison. So, you know, no matter what, the game is going to be good. It's going to be an occasion. So, yeah, if we could get tens of thousands of people there just to support us and give us that final push, I think it'd be absolutely amazing.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much and best of luck for the week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No worries.
You've been listening to the Royal Blue podcast from the Liverpool Echo.